parallel there with the idea of overtaxing the economy and putting too much of a burden on the taxpayer? Is there a parallel in the 17th century?
Well, certainly the going bust experience was experienced in France. In Britain, they managed to avoid it, partly because their economy was growing and partly because they had recourse to other devices. In particular, they established Bank of England. And this proved, on the whole, to be a very good institution for raising money for wartime. It actually doesn't do that now, really, but it acted really as a commercial bank at the time. So you could put your, you know, invest your money in the bank, and then the bank lent the money on, mainly to the Crown. It was the first bank, I think, that lent, certainly in Britain, or in Ireland, in this part of the world, that actually began to lend more than it got in. All banks do that, of course, nowadays. But the Bank of England got into trouble, and there was a doubt about its solvency at one point, and so the bank had to close its doors for a couple of weeks till it put the situation right and became solvent again. But the collapse in France, which was based on huge amounts of credit, time went on. Louis XIV was increasingly dependent on credit and didn't manage his cash flow, such as it was, from taxation very well. But he relied on a good banker who was prepared to lend you the money. And in his case, he used the bankers down in Lyon, and they had extensive connections with Switzerland and so on. And one of those bankers, named Bernard, was supplying, you know, 50 to 60% of the state's revenue at the height of a war. And, well, with the inevitable consequences that people began to get worried about Bernard's own creditworthiness. And so the people who held promises of payment from him began to dump those on the market at a discount. This was a huge crisis for the French government. So they diverted all resources from the soldiers weren't paid, officials weren't paid, nobody was paid to prop up Bernard and to keep him going. And in that way, they just about managed to get to the end of the war in 1714. But Louis died the following year, and his dying words were that he had loved war too much. And most people sort of interpret that as being something to do with a bit of a conscience over all the violence and stuff. But it was probably more to do with his bankruptcy and the fact that wars had cost so much.
First bank bailout, you could say, of this chap in Lyon.
Well, it was, it was a major bank bailout. And as I say, the British with the Bank of England had had a bit of a narrow shave in the 1690s at one point as well. But basically, the Bank of England turned out to be a solvent institution.